Previously on D&D&D.
You approach the city of Knight's Pass.
I'm home.
Oh, you've been here before.
Yeah, I grew up here.
I set out from the famous markets at Place Names Are Hard with a wagon full of goods. But I thought I'd save some time, so I tried to cut through the swamp. And then Kif starts to cry.
Oh, shit, no.
Look what we did.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wait, sorry, we have Kif. To get his wagon back now, guys.
Yeah.
Kif can lead us there.
This guy, I like this guy.
I don't like you.
Kif, do we have an agreement?
If you can find a way for me to get the wagon safely through the swamp, then the contents of the wagon are yours.
Be careful. That eye is a giant toad.
And then right as he says that, springing forth from the mud, a giant toad appears.
You were right. Flack. It is a giant toad.
Flack now.
Welcome to D&D&D.
Yes, yes.
Welcome.
Hey. Adventure.
The Dinner Party Role-Playing Podcast. I'm your host and Dungeon Master, James Gressel, and with me, again, are some fun people. Say hi, fun people.
Hi, fun people.
I'm Beth. Aww. I'm going to be playing Margarine, who is a halfling rogue.
I'm Mike. I'm playing Fletch Stormtail, a wood elf ranger.
I'm Joel. I'm playing a human ranger named Juno Greenpoint.
This is James A. Janice playing Flack Tansen, a level 2 now bard, and he's a gnome. That's right. I got a uke.
I'm Chelsea. I'm playing Zabbis Kinlan, and he's a sorcerer elf.
I'm really excited to have our second session, but first, how about we have some dinner?
Yeah.
Get it in my belly.
For today, for dinner, since we left you guys in the swamp, I figured have some kind of, like, woodsy...
You can add it in later, yeah. Guys.
Beth's making dinner sounds.
I'm done.
We'll have some, like, woodsy food. I made a vegetable stew that we're having in bread bowls.
It's so good.
It is really good.
I love the mushrooms in this.
You made bread bowls.
I did make bread bowls.
That's so fantastic. Good.
From scratch.
You're better than Panera.
Did they not make them from scratch?
We just had Panera two days ago.
Oh.
I can concur, yes.
Wow.
That's a true statement.
True statement.
I wanted to make sourdough bread bowls.
It tasted like sourdough.
Really? Because real sourdough takes like a week to make.
Oh, well,
and
you faked it good.
I looked it up yesterday and was like, nope. Regular bread.
Yeah, it really tasted like I was just eating something really hearty and would put meat on my bones when I'm in some kind of dark and smoky tavern.
But there was no meat. It was vegetarian.
Right. I felt like I was at home.
Well, good.
It's because he lives with a vegetarian who cooks vegetarian food all the time.
Yep.
It's me. He lives with me. I'm a vegetarian.
Let's recap where everybody was. We last left the party inside the swamp outside the town of Knight's Pass, where they were pursuing a... abandoned wagon full of goods to aid a merchant named Kif.
Oh, poor Kif.
Goddamn Kif.
That was a mess.
Chels, what did your character do last episode?
What did I do last episode? I made Joel fart. Or like I cast
you
a fart.
You created the sounds of a fart.
I honestly don't know what thing you're referring to.
That's all I wanted. I wanted the fart. I did lots of things.
I think it's telling that I didn't remember that at all. And I was just thinking like, oh, you made that painting. You made those colors spray. You made that fog.
That painting was really funny.
I tried to block out the fart.
Because the painting was like, it was a mediocre painting.
Yeah, it was like very mid-range. Middle of the road, okay painting.
Juno made some friends in the tavern.
Did he, though? Has he made any friends yet? Yeah, he got into a fight because I think he misunderstood something that that leader of those gang of bad people said. He's got a lot of pride and a lot of values, and he's quick to anger. Quick to violence, that one.
We'll see how that plays out for you guys going forward.
Sure will.
Probably not great.
And Fletch de-beaked an owlbear.
Yeah, I de-beaked it. Thinking that it had magical properties.
It
did not have magical properties. Don't know if I checked for that. I don't think I did, but
hold on to it because maybe
it'll come in handy. Are you guys ready to get into session 2?
Yes.
Let's do it.
So Flack is half swallowed by a giant toad as the rest of the group rushes to aid. First to the call
is margarine.
Okay, I want to force its mouth open. So I'm going to try to stab it in the jaw.
Ooh,
like
okay.
right at the jaw connecting point.
Sure.
It's right there with my short sword.
Okay.
I'm going to roll d20. I critical fail.
You slip in the mud and fall forward into the river.
No.
Make a dexterity check to see.
What is that? That's 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
You managed to keep your head above water, but you're caught in a mucky river.
Oops.
Try my longbow and shoot him in the head.
The head that's around him?
No.
I changed my mind mid-thought and say, oh, I should run up and hit it with my dual short swords in the head, in the eye, in the eye.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm drowning, but whatever.
Okay, so I'm gonna try to attack him in the eye.
Okay.
So I use a 20?
20.
13?
Hit.
Okay, and then I roll a 6-sided die for damage. Oh, so 6.
You hit it. It doesn't let go.
No!
Shit.
I cast Prestidigitation to cast some tasty froggy food that maybe wants to eat more than James.
Not bad.
On the ground next to James.
Good thinking, elf man.
Froggy food.
Now it's the toad. It doesn't completely swallow you, James, but you take top half of the cake.
Well, at least we preserve the good heart.
The
good half. My dick.
Yeah.
My dick's okay. Sweet.
Well, damn.
Oof.
Wow. Oof.
How much do you have?
Buddy.
Well, James is unconscious and half inside of a frog.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Does it matter that I hit him in the eye? Is he blind?
He's got two eyes.
Did he eat?
Shit.
The food.
Juno.
Yeah, Juno's up.
Juno.
Wait, run. What happened with the food?
Yeah,
it didn't go. It's got something in its mouth.
Oh, well, I thought it'd be like this tastes better.
Try to tempt it with that delicious.
I guess
frog
one in the hand is worth place. Two in the bush.
Joel.
Shit.
I run over to Margarine and try and pull her out of the water and to safety.
Hi, one of our parties inside of a frog unconscious.
Juno, what are you doing?
I'm going to use my initiative because it's a bad roll.
Your inspiration? Yeah,
yes, so plus that'd be strength. 10.
I weigh 40 pounds.
Okay, you can lift 40 pounds with 10.
I'm tiny.
You can weight with like equipment and weight stuff. What's your strength?
She's been cleansing.
My strength modifier? Or what? Wait, oh, it's 4.
Total.
It's 16?
Sure, okay. You pull her out.
Well, she was drowning.
I've got to move.
Okay, it's now back. Yep, and James is unconscious.
Marjorie's got a plan.
Uh-huh.
Marjorie's going to use acrobats. She's going to be an acrobat.
What?
She's going to flip and jump on top of the frog and then stick her finger in his butthole.
Yeah. Oh.
What's a frog butthole look like?
I don't know, but I'm going to find it.
All right, roll your acrobats.
Ew.
Acrobat. Yes, 17 plus 6.
All right, you've flipped onto its back.
Oh, my God.
Roll.
What is she
you
doing?
You got to roll a high roll
find
for this
that
butthole.
Come on.
If I get it in the butthole, it opens its mouth.
It's going to open its mouth.
Get that.
Get that butthole. 8 plus what, dex?
Yeah.
Do you have a inspiration?
Maybe use your inspiration.
Okay, I'll use my inspiration. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17? Come on.
Sure.
Come on, yes!
Yeah. It's
straight up in there!
It croaks in confusion and lets go of the unconscious body of...
Any damage? I'm not gentle.
Oh my God.
Sure, it takes one damage.
It takes finger in the butthole damage.
But does it experience any pleasure?
All of a sudden it's like, oh? All
right, it goes to Fletch.
What is the frog doing right now? It's released,
confused.
But is it like on the ground or like next to
it's
Fletch?
Just, it just let go of him.
Okay, this is...
I'm on its back.
Yeah,
and I'm still in there.
With a finger up the butt.
In the butt. Okay, I'm going to charge it and attack it with my short sword and try to damage its other eye so he can't see.
Okay.
16 plus 4, so 20.
That'll do it.
And then do it. Okay, so he's dead.
Oh, if you want to like hit his eye.
Yeah, I'm hitting his eye.
Yeah, roll one more time for like accuracy.
The 20?
Yeah.
Otherwise, he'll still hit it, but
16
not the eye.
Plus 4.
So 20?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
This is with your bow or
with my short sword?
Oh, with your short sword. Ooh, okay.
Okay, so now
it's easier than
your
bow.
For damage?
Yep.
For damage? 6 plus 4, 10.
Cool.
Toad is now blinded.
And
still
I
alive?
Guess croaks in pain. It's a giant toad.
Damn it.
Elsie's next.
I shoot it with my crossbow.
Careful.
16.
That'll hit.
3.
I guess a 4. That's good. That's good.
So you can only critical miss on a 20 die, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Critical fail.
This is just for like damage taken.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now it is the toad's turn. Blinded, it turns around and leaps into a tree.
No, no.
Oh, how do you get
and then
a
it
tree?
Bumps into a tree.
Okay, there.
It turns again and blindly jumps one more time, landing in the swamp and hopping away. I guess.
Aren't I still in it?
You were on it, but when it jumped, you
fell off.
Okay. I was gonna try to charm the toad next round.
So he's gone.
We did it.
Cool.
So James is unconscious though.
Oh yeah.
James is unconscious.
What can we do about Flack?
Now
has anyone
hear
healing?
You hear croaking.
Oh no.
Like the frog died. Like it croaked.
Nope. You hear like frog croaking, but it gets louder.
Coming from him?
Does he have frog babies in him?
No, he doesn't have frog babies in him.
Okay.
As you surround,
do anything to like hide everybody? Do I have a move like that?
Fog. So can someone fog?
Yeah,
can
Chelsea, fog?
Can I do fog. Can I cast fog?
Okay, you're surrounded by fog.
Okay.
And the croaking, the slowly encroaching croaking.
Still?
Recedes.
Recedes.
Cool.
Good job, Zabbis.
Yikes,
the croaking
good job.
Didn't seem like normal frog croaking. It was deeper and louder.
Oh.
Ew, weird.
Yeah.
Can I sense anything with my perception about what that is?
You could sense things with perception if there was stuff around.
But it's too gone now?
No,
but
you could find out.
Oh, okay.
You could be like, there were things there, but you can't. Perception's not a thing for the language.
Oh, okay.
Is it talking to us?
I don't know.
I'm proficient in animal handling. Do I know what that was?
No.
I can speak.
What gnomish sounds like?
Yeah.
Nope, it wasn't gnomish. It was a croaking language.
Does my nature help at all?
You can try.
One? Is it a one?
I don't know how. Yes. You can't really critical fail, like, I guess.
Yeah, no, it would have been 4, so, yeah.
No, one is nothing. You are success. You can't even add anything to it.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
A one is a critical failure.
Dang.
Which is why you tripped and fell into the mud.
Guys, do you think that there's a toad kingdom that's taking the wagon?
Whoa.
That's a thought.
Let's follow the croak. Oh, hey, Flack.
I'd like to help Flack.
Flack is
dying.
Unconscious.
You can take your time now in the cover of the fog, and you've stabilized Flack.
Okay.
So now,
what can we do to heal him?
Am I back?
You're stable.
Can I give him food?
He's unconscious.
Do we have any healing spells with us?
I'm afraid we don't.
You don't yet until you guys get to the next level.
How do we not level up?
Well, let's.
Oh yeah, we haven't got any XP, yo.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah. What's our XP for these encounters that we've had?
So, all right.
That's math.
I would like to not move this unconscious man and try and get him back on his feet.
Okay.
We're in the cover of fog. I think we're good.
I need to wash my finger.
Yeah. That's like a Birdie Bots flavor, like fog bubble.
Marjorie, I'm sorry that you face planted in mud. I know what it feels like.
Thanks, Juno.
I appreciate what you did by sticking your finger in that frog's butthole.
You know, I thought it would be harder than it was. It wasn't that bad of an experience.
One day I will paint a grand watercolor portrait of you sticking your finger in that butthole.
Just giving a thumbs up.
Yeah.
I hope that I can keep that painting one day.
Yeah, for sure.
Zabbis, I would like to see that painting.
Yeah, I know you would. It's going to be real good.
After blinding the giant toad, you made camp in the swamp in an effort to stabilize and heal your companion Flack, who nearly died in the half in the belly of a giant toad.
I'd much rather have the toad in my belly, to be honest.
Would you?
Do you want to eat toad?
It can feed us for days.
Yeah.
I've had a toad before.
You've had toad?
I've eaten toad before.
How was it,
old lady? It's not my first choice. I'll tell you that. It's a little slimy.
What do you like, Margarine?
Oh, you know, I like a good vegetable stew. That's really delicious. Chicken fingers. You ever had a little bit of chicken fingers?
I have had chicken fingers.
Yeah, then you know, Juno, you know how delicious chicken fingers are.
Oh, yes, I do.
Chicken
Margarine, like, gets closer to Juno around the campfire.
Chickens don't have fingers.
Juno
chickens
doesn't mind.
Chickens don't have fingers. I don't know what you're talking about, old lady and weird milk guy.
Weird milk guy.
I appreciate the compliment.
Oh.
Milk is prized where I'm from.
So you've camped, you've rested, you've eaten, you've bantered.
What do we eat?
Flirted.
What do we eat?
Food. Do you want to get into the food minutia of this game?
Please,
we'll
don't
be here a long
don't
time.
Don't make us do that, Jinx.
Do we have to wash our silverware?
Yes, you have to. Yeah, go lean over by the river.
Yeah. Wait, how PTSD. Do I distill the water in order to sanitarily wash it?
Oh dear God.
Okay.
We can't get James to go by the river.
We'll have to do another campaign where it's just Survivor.
Yeah, you're just in a desert and you have to scour for food.
I will say I have PTSD post-toad syndrome.
Stress disorder.
Yeah.
Post-toad stress disorder.
That's what I meant.
It really seems like you're shaken up.
Yeah, I couldn't even get the S in PTSD down.
Let's say it's morning. It's day now in the swamp. What do you guys want to do?
We got to continue our adventure.
We got to find this wagon.
Can
you guys go? I'll follow.
Oh, shit. I have bad perception. Never mind. I wanted to see if I could see anything because I don't have good perception.
Oh. I have good perception.
Elf, I believe you said you knew the way through the swamp.
There's two elves, though, so... What?
Who are you talking to, Margarine? I say old lady for her.
I'm not an elf.
Yeah, she's also not an elf. So
I didn't think Margarine was an elf. Zabbis, I forgot about you. I'm talking to the ranger.
Cool, yeah.
What's his name, though, Juno?
Fletch Stormtail.
Yes.
Is that right? Wow, yes. I'm surprised.
Yeah, I think I know the ways of this here swamp.
You think or do you? Fletch, we need a man we can count on.
The role
if
for it.
Someone...
What's your favorite terrain?
It's woods. Yeah,
okay,
it's
so swamp. you're not super adept at the swamp, but you have kind of you are kind of aware of it a little bit more than the rest of the gang.
Okay. I'm a forest gnome,
but are we in a forest?
Oh, I'm also good on forest terrain. If anyone needs to know,
I think we're good on forest.
you're a moon elf.
The other elf. Elf, my brother, yes. Elf. If one were to sink an entire wagon in the swamp, where would be a good place for that to happen?
Quite possibly in the center of the swamp.
Okay.
Do you know where that
is?
So
I may know where that is. I may have a good sense of where we're going.
Lead the way, and
lead
I
us.
Jump on his back.
Oh.
I wrap my little grubby arms around his neck.
Oh, great.
We'll see how good your sense is.
With Margarine getting a piggyback ride from Fletch, you proceed deeper into the swamp towards the center. And as you do, things start to get a little foggy, and you have kind of a sense the moisture in the air kind of is a little irritating. It doesn't hurt, but you're kind of like, this is weird air.
Anyone else feel like this is weird air?
It's a little weird.
It's a little weird.
The air is weird.
Wait, Juno, did you fart again?
I never farted.
We all heard it back then.
I rarely fart.
Can I roll to see if I know what kind of weird this is?
Yeah. What kind of check do you want?
I don't know. I roll a 2. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's just weird. I can't tell.
Sure.
Then can I do a perception check? Perception roll?
Yes.
17.
The air feels slightly acidic.
Oh,
more acidic than normal air.
Could I do a nature check?
Sure.
5
nope.
Total? Okay.
Okay.
It's bad form to have everyone like try a nature check after someone fails, right?
I mean, none of you are proficient in nature, right?
I'm proficient.
Joel's
a
proficient
in nature. Well, wait, did you roll a natural 1?
I rolled a 2.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. The Juno curse silly. Continues.
Zabbis just rolled a 2, everybody. It's not just me.
Get some new dice.
Is it like heavier in any direction, or is it just we can't
As
tell?
You move deeper into the swamp, that's when you start to feel the fog and kind of feel the... you start to see the fog and feel the air kind of get a little bit more, as Fletch pointed out, acidic.
Does it smell like anything?
It smells kind of acrid. Not so bad as like battery acid, but like... But, like, it's pungent.
Should we start digging?
For what?
The wagon.
Oh, I imagine it would be in a watery
area. Yeah.
In a watery.
Oh, sorry. I've never been in a swamp before.
Oh.
That is a good question, though.
Will it be submerged completely and perhaps have we walked by it before?
Well,
already?
Have we walked by any watery parts?
There's water everywhere. It's a swamp.
Should we start digging?
I'm like blanking on how to find things.
I would assume that it would be sticking out a little bit.
I don't know.
Can I roll to find, to look for the... Can we just
perception, look for the wagon?
Can I roll to perceive the wagon?
You'll all see the wagon with your passive perception.
Let's keep going into the exit.
As you walk further into the swamp, you start to hear frog croaks. They start faint and they start to get more. They start to increase in frequency and volume.
Zabbis, can you speak frog?
Elf. Zabbis, could you cast fog again before your fog scared
you
off?
Juno, use names.
Dude, there's so much fog everywhere right now.
Wait, I can speak to animals.
Oh, there we go.
I can speak to small animals.
Flack, do it.
I think. Yes, I can speak with small beasts. I want to do that.
Okay.
Hey, little frog guys. Hope you're not big enough to eat me. What's going on?
They're coming.
Okay. So guys, everyone.
What do you say?
Don't be alarmed, but the frog did just tell me they're coming.
Who's coming?
Is that to us? Are we the ones that are coming?
Hey, little frog guy. Do you mean like us? Are we the they're coming?
Nope.
Okay.
Who's they, though?
Okay,
you interpret that for us. Who's they?
Hey, frog guy. Who's they?
The masters.
Shit.
Oh.
The masters.
The masters are coming.
The masters are coming.
This is never a good sign.
What are the masters?
A spear flies out of the swamp.
Oh, shit. Where were you on that one, frog guy?
And it hits Juno. And Juno takes 4 damage.
Oh, no.
Juno, are you okay?
Thank you for your concern. I'm okay.
Are you all right?
Everybody roll for initiative. The turn order for combat is going to be Mike, James, Monsters, Joel, Beth, and then Chelsea.
Do they have advantage on us, though?
They did, in as much as they just surprised you, but right now they're hidden in the fog, so you would have to try to find them. But you can see around you in about 15 feet,
and
so
that's
your visibility.
Us.
You could try it. Light, you said? Light might help.
You're just going to immolate all of us.
I have a lantern.
Oh, okay.
Just be like, no.
But you...
Well, Zavis also has, like... Full on human people lights. Where did Juno get hit with a spear? What did he get hit in? What part of his body?
I don't like the shoulder.
Okay. Ooh.
I read this actually today. Apparently, I'm not supposed to describe physical injuries until you cross halfway down your health.
Oh, that's weird.
Okay.
So your armor takes it, basically.
Oh.
And then after half, you start showing injuries.
Got it. Oh. Okay.
Okay, but you can describe like where I was hit.
Sure. You were hit in the shoulder.
All right.
Oh, I guess it came from
behind.
7 o'clock? 8 o'clock behind
what?
You?
Behind.
That's helpful.
Mike.
Okay, I need to find them. So... Then would I can I use perception? What would I use to find them? Investigation?
You can use perception to find them. You can also try moving. You have 15 feet of visibility, so they're
and
just
I'm
outside that
too,
visibility.
So we got two people.
Marjorie
okay.
is on top of Fletch right now, just with a knife.
I'll move. We'll go 35. We'll go 35 feet to the left.
You move about 15 feet, and then you see humanoid forms with the bodies of frogs about 4 feet tall, clad in, like, really... basic leather garments with like necklaces of teeth, carrying spears, and they're like frog people.
Okay.
How many?
Mike can see 3, and they're kind of like arrayed in front of him.
Let's fucking shoot him. All right, I'm gonna use my longbow and shoot one of them.
So you get advantage, so roll 2 20s and take the better of the two.
20? I'm not gonna roll
20.
Again.
20 is a critical hit.
Cool. I crit him. 10.
We're gonna say that you killed that one.
Whoa!
Perfect. You blasted that one right between the froggy eyes with an arrow, and it falls to the ground dead, splashing into the swamp and slowly floating away.
I high-five him.
Yeah.
Mike just high-fived himself, and I put my hand up for a high-five. He ignored me and high-fived himself.
Fletch doesn't high-five.
Okay, James.
He's not sure.
Okay, these are probably not small beasts, right?
So I can't speak with them. They are medium size.
So I can't speak with them.
No.
But you did mention that they're humanoid.
Yes.
You said they're humanoid. I would like you to look up the spell Charm Person.
I love this.
I'm going to try to charm the nearest frog guy to me.
You're going to move 15 feet towards Fletch.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can see 2 live frog creatures.
Okay, closest one. Charm him.
So it has to make a wisdom saving throw. So I'm going to roll that right now, and your spell save...
is 14.
It failed.
Oh, it's hit.
No. The saving throw failed. You were successful.
Excellent.
The creature is charmed.
Just one, though.
Just one of them. For an hour, it regards you as friendly.
But I just realized that we had previously decided I can't speak to these guys because they're not small beasts.
Well, you can try to speak to them, but you don't inherently know. Sure. You aren't inherently able to speak to them.
Frogman, do you understand my words?
It just croaks back at you.
Little frogs that I was speaking with earlier and who we established did understand me, can you speak to these medium-sized frog people?
Oh, shit. What was the voice I did for the...
Like...
Yes. was it kind of like this?
Sure.
It's this now.
Okay. Oh, this is another little frog. Hi.
This is another frog.
Can you talk to the... What's up with these guys? Are they the masters?
They're the masters.
Okay, can you ask your master here, the one closest to me, the friendly-looking chap, what they're doing and why they threw a spear at my companion here?
This is technically too long for a turn, but I'm going to allow it. what do you want to ask it?
What's up with them? Why they threw a spear at my companion?
The frog and the frog creature speak back and forth in croaks.
Yes,
and then the frog responds to you, "You're intruding."
Okay.
Okay.
Well, tell them we're just looking for a wagon and want to get out of here. And we won't kill any more of you if you help us.
Croaking ensues. And then the charmed one who responds says, like, okay, he says you seem friendly enough.
Yes.
But that's kind of weird for one of the masters. That's just my opinion. I'm just a frog. Okay, that's it for this one.
We're getting froggy.
So now it's the monster's turn. The one that... that regards you as friendly,
mm-hmm.
kind of, it walks towards you and it just kind of like touches you. It's like trying to figure out what your deal is. So it just kind of goes up to you and it like drops its spear and it just kind of like touches your face.
Okay.
And then it croaks. And then it does like that thing that frogs do where it like inflates its...
Very lovely.
But the other one throws its spear at you.
Oh.
Oh, hey, Dick. Can't you see we're having a moment here?
Its spear hits.
Ow.
Oh, no.
And it does... It's a critical hit.
Oh, shit.
Dear...
Oh, my God.
Lord.
Okay.
And fucking frogs.
It does 12 damage.
Hey.
Oh, no.
I just want to say, other frog who is very charmed right now should avenge his lover.
Okay. Yeah, no, the other... Friends. The friendly frog is, like, aghast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Good. The friendly frog is... But it used its turn to, like, come up to you and... touch you.
Oh, fuck.
Meanwhile, there are three other frogs who rush up to...
There are six total.
There were six. Now there's five. There are three other frogs. They rush up to Juno and Zabbis, and they miss their attacks.
Oh, good.
But they tried to bite you and stab you with spears, but they missed. the bite attacks miss because you're, like, really tall, right, Zabbis?
Me?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And you're a good-sized man, right?
Yes.
You know? Yeah, so their froggy mouths just kind of, like, flap at you, but their spears glance off your armor.
I'm a very tall, beautiful teenage boy.
How old are you?
Yeah, you're like 100, aren't you?
Well, in elf, I'm like 75, but in elf years, that's like 16.
That's super young, yeah.
Got it.
I'm an angsty teen.
Action turns to Juno. So there's two frog creatures, like, right by you.
Oh, there were three.
One of them is by Zabbis.
Oh, is the spear still lodged in my shoulder?
No.
Juno will use animal friendship and try
that
to curb his homicidal instincts. Oh. It will speak to one of the frogs and use animal friendship.
Okay.
They're gonna be so offended.
It fails.
They're not
the,
animals.
The spell doesn't work because
Wait,
animal friendship.
What do you mean?
Only,
they're frog people.
They're
animal
humanoid.
Friendship only works on creatures that have intelligence of 4 or less. And
but
these have more.
The more time you spend with me, an expert sorcerer, I will teach you the ways of magics
and recognizing animals.
Thank you for the advice.
I'm just being a dick. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to run away from Zabbis.
What?
I'm going to run over to the other members of the group.
I don't want to feel like I trapped you. So if you move without formally disengaging from the frog creatures, they can attack you.
Oh, okay. Well, now I know that. I don't want to do that.
Okay, cool. So you don't do that. So now action moves to Margarine.
All right, froggy boys.
Margarine, you're still on top of Fletch?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And I'm level 2, which means I can do a sneak attack.
You can.
Margarine pulls her daggers out, gets on top of Fletch's shoulders, and then leaps for her sneak attack. To attack the one who is not charmed.
Okay, make an acrobatics roll for the leap.
12.
Total?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you land nearby.
Okay. Okay.
You don't attack them in midair.
Damn. 16 to hit.
That'll hit.
Awesome.
Is it a short sword or dagger?
Short sword.
Okay, so you roll 2 sixes.
I rolled a 1.
That's fine. Doesn't matter.
It's not
just
a 20,
one.
So it's okay. Yeah. So that's 5.
Okay. You don't add the modifier to the
a sneak attack.
Yeah.
But then I also rolled a 5. So the first one I roll is definitely the sneak attack.
Yeah.
Okay. I sneak attack
so
for a 11. 1.
So
and
you
then I attack.
Super kill it.
Oh, nice.
You flip off of Fletch, land behind. Let's say you flip and you land behind the frog creature, and then you stab it in the back of its froggy head, killing it dead.
That's a straight up Yoda move.
Yeah, it looks like
that's,
he.
Yeah, like that's
croaked.
Like Yoda prequels.
Yeah, right.
Zappas.
I'm going to cast
magic missile.
Sweet. Ooh.
And okay, so am I within range, Gressel?
Yeah.
Of all three of these guys, because I have 3 darts that come out of magic missile.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. So the darts all strike simultaneously.
Okay.
So you have 3 darts, 1d4 plus 1 per dart.
So one is 5.
Okay.
One is 4.
Okay.
One is 5. Yeah.
They all stagger, and they're dazed, and they make croaking responses to being struck by your magical bolts.
Magic missile.
Okay, and that's a spell slot.
That's a spell slot. All right, now we're back to Mike.
I'll move 20 feet.
Back to where you were?
Back to the group, yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll use my longbow to shoot one of them.
Okay.
Oh.
I rolled a 1. And then plus what, dex?
No, a 1.
One
is a critical miss.
Cool.
What is that? That's an 8. Chelsea take 4 damage.
Chelsea
you
does?
Shot Chelsea.
Oh, shot Chelsea.
Oh no.
I swear I love
Zavis,
Alex.
No.
I'm so sorry.
Wow, these Rangers.
These Rangers,
I quit
though.
The other one.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike just super killed the first one, like, immediately.
Yeah.
I'm just getting used to, you know, Marjorie not being on my back, I guess.
Oh. You hear from the mist, blame it on me.
James.
Fault. So sorry.
Oh, okay. hey, frog guys. Little frog guys.
Yeah, what do you want?
Can you tell this lovely frog man who's currently stroking my face to tell the other frogman over there to please kindly stop assailing my companion?
They croak back and forth, and then the frogman croaks a slightly different kind of croaking at the other frogman.
All right.
Hey, you know what?
I just want to take a moment
to say thank you for all your help, little frog guys. I was expecting a little bit more resistance from you, a stranger coming into your swamp and talking to you guys, but you've been really helpful.
We don't have a lot of people to talk to around here. It's mostly, like, lizards and shit.
I get it, man. And lizards. God, what do they have to say, right?
Right? Fuck lizards.
Fleck. Yeah, fuck Fleck. Lizards.
Fleck.
Yeah.
As soon as they know Shrek.
Hey. hey, frog guys.
No, I'm not going to do a Shrek.
So, no.
Now it's their turn. One of them throws a spear at your buddy frog guy.
Oh, no!
Shit. And it lodges in his gut.
Oh, no!
And then they take off.
Oh, shit.
So,
because they
took off, you guys get to roll attacks of opportunity against them. This is the first time this has come up.
Cool.
So, roll a 20 and see if you hit. This is with a melee weapon.
So, my total is 11.
11 misses.
Yeah.
16 hits.
Okay, so 6.
You kill it.
Nice.
Oh, got him. But now that the charmed frog took damage, he's no longer charmed. I take my rapier and stab at this frog.
Okay.
That's how you roll.
Oh, 18.
18. Right?
18 wow. Plus whatever.
That'll hit.
Please kill him. How's that be it?
8.
That'll kill him.
All right, frog. You were a friend for a short while, a nemesis for longer.
the frog, which has already staggered back with a spear in its gut, you like slowly rapier it.
Oh.
Like through the eyes.
Oh.
And then pull your rapier out, and then like black froggy blood just slowly trickles out of the hole, and it falls backwards into the swamp and is
gross.
Dead.
Loot the bodies.
There's just spears on the body. It's like gator teeth necklaces and shit.
Oh, I take one of those.
Okay.
Is it worth getting those spears?
They're like shitty spears.
Can you throw a spear, though?
You can throw a spear.
Okay, I'll take a spear.
As they're doing the spear thing, Marjorie is like wandering deeper into
into the swamp looking for this wagon.
Okay.
Juno goes in the direction of Margarine over to one of the downed frogs and also collects a necklace of gator teeth.
Yeah.
And he also stabs at the frog several times with his short sword. Shit.
Guys,
I think Juno's a little scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He seems a little...
Oh, okay. Wait, you're in on this conversation? I thought you knew this guy.
Yeah, he's weird. He's real weird.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm too far away to hear this. Margarine is like where Juno is, just staring with open eyes, questioning her choices in men.
You're doing all this while you're walking?
Yeah, we're on the move.
Okay.
Hey guys, I don't think we were walking, though. I think you guys were next to each other, and then I was I was stabbing stationary.
Yeah, I had walked a little bit further.
Hey guys, should I talk to these frogs some more?
Yeah, see if they can give us any clues.
See if they can tell us by the way.
Hey frogs! Hey frog guys!
Can they guide us?
Yeah.
We're looking for a wagon. Have you seen one?
Maybe.
What the fuck's that mean, frog guy? Come on, bro.
I'm not really supposed to be talking to you.
Dude, give him...
Wait, what?
Give him that necklace. Be like, hey, slayed your shitty...
You're
the
new master.
Frog guy, this necklace of gator teeth I took from your master. If I gave that to you, might that enable you to take power over a smaller creature of the swamp?
No, I mean, I'm a frog. Like, there aren't too many smaller creatures in the swamp.
But I feel like it'd make him look badass to his friends.
But wouldn't you want to look badass to your friends, frog?
I I'm a frog. I don't know how you want me to wear that.
No, fair point. I guess it worked more in my mind than it would in practice.
Plus, like, the croak lord wouldn't really like it.
The what lord?
The croak lord.
Croak lord. Oh, the croak. Oh, no. Is it one of those giant toads?
So there are many more of these humanoid frogs, masters.
Yeah, and like they totally know you're here.
Oh,
shit.
Any tips?
Is it worth it? Is it, guys, is this worth it?
Well, I might say one of us should run really fast ahead to see if we can.
Who the fuck's going to do that? How about you, Tank?
That's what I'm saying.
is that robe that. Apparently, Zabas was interested in it. It may still be worth it, Zabas.
I just want the stuff that's in that wagon. I feel like it's going to be good.
We can get there.
What's a wagon?
Yeah, a wagon has four lily pad looking items around a rectangle.
Wait a second.
It's a log with four lily pads attached.
Flack, have you seen a wagon before?
Yeah, I'm translating it into Frog Guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing a horrible job.
Oh, there you go. The lily pad log.
Yeah, the lily pad log. See, I told you.
Color me wrong.
The lily pad log is that way, and then it like sticks out. It's like tongues. In a direct. Well, it can't point. It's a frog.
Sure.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Will the frog masters attack the little frogs?
Hey, frog guy, do you think you'll be in trouble with the masters for talking to us and telling us this?
I mean, no.
Can we have like an entourage?
Okay. Do you want to come with us, frog guys?
I'm cool here. Like,
just tell them that
you know,
can.
This is a swamp. There's flies everywhere.
Just tell them as soon as we get what we need, we'll be out and
okay,
out of
yeah,
their hair.
We'll get out of your hair soon. Thank you, frog.
Well, no, tell them like tell us where it is, and then we can.
Oh yeah, they just point in the direction.
I'm a little concerned that we're leaving these frogs under the oppressive yoke of.
Frog guy, are you happy with your lot in life?
Yeah, I mean, we're really just like a intelligence network. Like, it's a loose cell. Like, we're not like oppressed. But you know,
well, it's good to hear. I'm really.
We
happy.
Already
good.
Told That's them. Like, we already told them about you. Like, it's a whole frog. Talking network.
What if you just tell them we're not here anymore?
Yeah.
Well, that's, I mean, I'm just one frog. One frog can't make a difference.
No, don't talk like that.
That's how the masters come into power.
Yeah. Don't talk about yourself like that, little guy.
It's everything starts with one.
Yeah. And you can make a difference by spreading the rumor that we're not here anymore.
I'm translating all of this to them.
Yeah.
Maybe one frog really can make a difference.
And then he kind of does what you can best interpret as a frog smile.
Oh,
and then he hops away with a new lease on his froggy life.
Guys,
perfect.
I feel real good about what we did here today.
You
have proven yourself of some value, surprisingly.
So we all start walking. Okay, deeper into the swamp.
You walk deeper in, that, you walk in the deeper direction. Into the swamp in the direction,
the frog indicated.
Frog
tongue.
With his
tongue. His tongue finger. I walk up to Juno. I'm like, hey, Juno. Why are you the way that you are?
What do you mean? Why do I like milk?
Why do you like milk? Milk? Why do you start fights in bars? Why, when there's a body on the ground, you desecrate it?
Every single dead body.
For one, I'm curious about a person who starts bar fights when they're totally stone cold sober.
Drinking milk.
Yeah.
Milk is a wonderful delicacy and can have many effects upon a man's constitution. But to be candid with you, because I would not answer this question if it were any of the others, but with you, Marjorie, I will tell you.
You can tell me, Juno.
I take a little bugle and use it as an ear horn.
I'm impressed with your fighting ability, and to be honest, it's nice to be flattered. You've complimented me. I come from a land that was known for producing milk and cheese, dairy country.
Did you know my mouse's name is Cheese?
Oh my. Well, that's fortuitous, I might say.
Me too.
As to the less pleasant compulsion that you've noticed, I have a bloodlust that must be sated, an emptiness inside me that I fill with violence against those who are evil or oppressive to others. Everyone who is innocent and kind and good is spared from this, but I must fill it, and for a while it fills me with a warmth inside of me.
Okay, Juno. One question. Where's the line? I've done, I just want to know, because I've done many things in my past that I'm not proud of. I'm 200 years old, Juno.
Not to you, Marjorie. I'm sure you've never stolen anything from the poor, those who could not be stolen from. You've never killed anyone who didn't deserve it.
Of course not.
As you're talking, the elves suddenly, with their keen elf senses, really more just Fletch.
Savas, oh no.
Gets a sense that there's something close. And peers with his keen elf eyes through the dense wood or dense vines and stuff of the swamp.
Team, I've seen something through the vines.
Does something draw near?
Something is close.
Did you call us team?
I did call you team.
Okay.
We're a team. Are we not a team?
Oh.
We're a team.
With some members more valuable than others.
This really matters to Marjorie.
Yeah, that hits her right in the heart. Like, oh my, it makes her so warm.
I shall compose an anthem at once.
I did not consent to this.
With elves and old ladies and weird little milkmen. Watch out, swamp. We're a team, man.
You rhyme man with man. Inspiration, though. Yeah.
Like, Marjorie tears up, but nothing comes out of her eye.
Oh, and Beth...
It's not quite good enough to make her cry, but it does make her feel something.
Inspiration for the flip.
Hey, thanks!
And Chell's inspiration for splitting your magic missile.
Yay!
Oh, my.
But anyway, so Fletch stops you and peers through the vines and sees, in a boggy clearing, the wagon.
Team, I see it.
Is here.
Lilypad log.
But the wagon is
like
crawling.
We all react, by the way. Fletch is the only one who saw it.
There are frog people that are like crawling all over the wagon, like trying to figure out what it is.
Oh, like no. the speary frogman?
Yeah.
How many?
And there's one speary frogman who wears like a gator skin, has like a headdress. You know what I mean? It's like gator head.
Yeah. A gator head on a frog
is like
head.
The helmet. And then the rest of the gator is like a cloak.
Whoa.
Oh, that's pretty Shit. Cool. How many frogmen are in the house?
Oh, nice.
Well, wait. Can we all see them right now, or just can he see them?
Yeah, you're like stopped in the trees.
Okay.
Fletch stopped you, so they don't know that you're there. They're focusing on the wagon. They can't figure out how to open it.
Oh. Open the wagon?
Open the wagon.
How many froggy men are there?
It's five normals and one with the head with the gator.
Is he like them, or is he substantially larger?
He's much larger.
Hmm.
And he kind of sits to the side. It doesn't look like he moves too great.
Okay. Huh. We have a couple options.
He's like
a
big fat frog.
I could charm that man.
I would like you to charm that man.
Oh, can you?
I could try.
Have an idea.
What's up?
What if I make us all some really good costumes and we cover ourselves in like swamp stuff because I have pretty good deception and I feel like I could make us some decent costumes that would make us less suspicious right away. Because I don't know how smart these guys are. Maybe they'll think for like a second that we're...
Well, here, how close do I have to be to charm that guy?
30 feet.
What if we use your costumes, go into like the marshes and like swim our way... Yeah, like swim our way closer to them, close enough for me to charm this guy.
And can I help her make the costumes? Because I also have decent deception.
Yes, and when you help, you both roll and you take the better of the rolls.
I also have deception.
A group check works. Everybody in the group makes a check, and if... at least half succeed, then the group succeeds.
So, Singer, what if you and the others go down and then cross while the elf, the ranger elf, this yeah. one, we stay on the other side and approach?
Zappas, you're just not the elf.
I'm you're not just never the elf. Mm-mm. It's okay.
I'll use your name, Zappas.
Thank you.
Yeah, that sound like a plan, guys?
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Okay, so... let's do our group deception roll to do this.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
I would like to use my inspiration.
Okay.
My die.
So 12 didn't do it?
15, 16, 17, 18.
Yeah. Fletch and Margin will succeed Flack. For the group. Flack okay. and Margin will succeed for the group.
Copy that.
Okay, so what are you guys doing? You're disguising yourselves as...
So first we, I guess, do we cross the river first?
Are you frogs or are you the moss?
Croak, motherfucker.
I was thinking like moss, right?
Yeah. Oh, like...
Oh, so you it's like camouflage.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're like PETA from the Hunger Games.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so we do that and we cross the river and then we crawl up the bank on the other side, the side that the Frog King is on, and then we start like crawling towards him.
Okay.
Until we're within 30 feet, and then I cast Charm Person.
As Flack is casting his charm, a volley of javelins erupt from the other side of the marsh.
What?
Not at you guys.
Oh.
They're at the frog creatures. What? Three of them are hit with javelins and take heavy damage. Through the vines burst lizard creatures.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And what are you going to say to a lizard guy?
But this is all happening while James was casting the charm. You've charmed the big fat frog. You can see four lizard creatures.
Okay.
They carry turtle shell shields and big clubs. Some of them have a quiver of javelins across their back. And they scream. They yell in a language that seems
like watching
very
a movie
lizard-like.
Without...
subtitles.
Without subtitles.
Yeah. Subtitles.
A foreign movie without subtitles.
And they attack the frog creatures, but the one of which is now charmed.
Guys,
so
let's,
everybody
let's just...
everybody roll for initiative. Thanks for listening to the second episode of D&D&D. Kind of a short episode this week, so just some announcements and then we're going to wrap up. We'll be back on Monday to finish up the swamp adventure, and then on Wednesday we start a new quest with a new meal. So be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast service for all the latest episodes. And be sure to follow us on social media, like Peony, at Peony Lang on Twitter, who retweeted our very first tweet from the at D&D&D Pod Twitter handle and said, "Ready to support cool internet peeps." Well, we think you're cool too, Peony. Or Amanda Acasio, at PA_theQA on Twitter, who says, "So funny, can't wait to see how y'all get out of this one next Wednesday. Milk emoji." Well, I guess you're going to have to subscribe, because they get in quite a scrape this week, too. Thanks, Amanda. And I'm sorry, I probably pronounced your name wrong. I'm going to go ahead and do the credits now, too, since we're at the end of the episode. This podcast is written and edited by me, James Gressel, with additional mixing by Joel Arnold. Our original music is by Jeremy Nisato. Hear more of Jeremy's music at jeremynisato.com. D&D&D is performed by James A. Janisse, Chelsea Rebecca, Mike Saigan, Beth Radloff, and Joel Arnold. Do what's fun! Next time on D&D&D.
Greetings, Swamp Lord. I am Norm Bogman, the Croak Lord of the Bullywogs.
I'm going to use my cunning action and hide back as a PETA rock.
And PETA.
Giant bolts of lightning erupt.
Oh, shit.
Oh! Observe my powers. I lift my arms. Let them worship me as their god.